You're giving me a salute. What's the salute? Why were you giving me that that Nazi salute right there?
I think if you rewind the tape, you'll see that that did not happen. Not sure what you're talking about there.
You did.
Maybe it was because I wanted to fit the theme of the music, which is so angsty and hateful.
Are you voting Trump?
Yeah. I think he's the last great... What do you... No. No, don't do it.
What?
No.
It's going to happen all episode.
Oh, I'm so sorry, listeners. Oh, my Jesus Christ. It's so gross. Just take some Dayquil or something. Just
I'm
do John something
Papa
about
Giorgio,
it.
I'm John Papagiorgio, and as you can tell from what you just heard, I was shot... pierced by a musket ball in my lung.
No.
During the war of northern aggression.
That's all.
I got a cold, and I'm going to be spitting up into a cup like a NASCAR driver for the duration of the episode.
I've decided I don't want to be here anymore.
And I want to get some audience participation going, so you guys on Periscope, call out right now the number of times that you think you're going to hear me do that throughout the episode, and whoever's closest gets to vote yay or nay, like a Roman emperor, on whether Butters, who's seated across from me, will drink my spit cup, like Ozzy Osbourne at the end of a Black Sabbath
under
concert.
No circumstances am I going to do that.
Oh, we'll sweeten the
I
pot.
Will never see you again.
We'll
no, figure, there's no sweetening a up. Pot of your disgusting nose cum.
Okay, nose cum. All right. I that might need to get bleeped. A job for Pete, maybe, at home.
Oh.
That's going to keep coming.
That was oddly high frequency.
Show's website, inpapasbasement.com. Go there for every episode we've ever done. We are nearing the big 5-0.
Are we? The 50? You want to maybe add a dig?
Yeah, 500. That's what I get for being sick and trying to operate and do the show.
You're so old.
Even as my lungs shut down. 500 episodes, man.
What are we going to do for it? We got to do something special. That's short for special.
I have never done anything for any episode so far, but for 500... I feel like we have to fly listeners in on their own dime, of course.
Mm-hmm.
We're not made of money on this program.
No, we are
But
not.
As long as they're willing to fly in and pay for their own accommodations, I would be willing to let them treat me to a delicious Applebee's lunch.
Okay, so they're just going to spend like approximately as much money as have been episodes on... spoiling you is what you're envisioning.
I mean, would you call it spending money on your kid? That's just doing what it takes to keep something you love going.
Just performing God's will.
Yeah, that's just taking care of what needs taken care of.
Mm-hmm. Did you say Applebee's? Did I imagine that? Did
no,
you say
I
that
said
you wanted
Applebee's.
To...
I want
to
roll
said
high.
Applebee's.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Why? What's wrong with Applebee's?
Nothing is wrong with Applebee's. That's just a...
Is that where I can get my Jack Daniel glaze, or is that TGI Fridays?
I really can't tell them apart anymore.
No, they're all the same thing.
They are.
TGI McScratchies, TGI Fridays.
Thank God it's Ruby Tuesdays.
Ruby Tuesdays, Applebee's. I will give you a weird random fact.
Okay.
That I learned from a pollster,
mm-hmm.
and that is not a gay prostitute, an actual guy who runs polls.
Hmm.
You ready for this?
I don't quite believe you, but go ahead.
No, this is legit. He was able to deduce, like, based on someone's preferences in, like, a lot of random things, whether they'd vote Democrat or Republican. And the one thing he could never figure out, Friday's people almost invariably skew Democrat. Ruby Tuesday's people almost always skew Republican.
Huh.
Random fact for you.
You know, I'm thinking about the two locations nearest me of those establishments. And the people populating a Fridays are millennials, hip millennials, probably still in college.
Uh-huh.
And the people I recently
just waiting
saw,
for their socialist paycheck.
Yep. We're just so lazy and
just
entitled.
Just waiting to suckle the government teat dry.
Yeah. I mean, God hate us for, you know, contributing to other people's Medicaid and Social Security and then having that run out before we even get a chance.
Pay
and
into that pyramid
dying
scheme.
Without any dignity. I really love how we get painted as the ones who are entitled. But anyways, the people I recently saw exiting a Ruby Tuesdays were old farts. So that actually checks out.
Were they working their lighter to no avail to light the cross that is in the Ruby Tuesdays parking lot? Because I think that's how it might skew.
The really tall one with the robes and the hatred.
Yeah, the happy hat, I call it. Because it's pointy. He looks excited.
Yeah, like a starfish. Ready to turn its stomach inside out after eating at Ruby Tuesdays.
It's okay. It's okay. We got 5 minutes into the show. So 55 more minutes and I can go home. And not for the usual reasons that I want to tap out, where I'm just like, oh, I'm going to look at pornography. I'll play video games, you know, feed the hungry. What am I going to lie to say? Mm-hmm. The good things
the
I
hippo.
Do. Sure. The hungry, hungry hippo.
Yeah.
No, I, for once in my life, I am psyched to sleep, and not because I'm depressed and like I'm crossing my fingers that I pull a Scalia. I got curtains for what, 5 months into having an apartment, and I'm finally just now not operating with the blinds only, and like waking up at 7:45 because light is streaming in, even if I've gone to bed at 4 a.m. the previous night.
Blinding your balls.
Your eyeballs.
That's what I meant.
I went to Walmart, despite me hating Walmart and thinking it's an evil company.
You know, most companies are evil. Why does Walmart get
Walmart's
the brunt of,
extra
of
evil? They've tried to like push legislation so truckers can go for, I think, 3 days straight.
Oh no.
And their idea to make it like safe was to just put like a cow catcher on the front of the truck.
For catching all the people that
pretty
they
much.
Might
Yeah,
hit?
So they could just, it would be a
truckers
swift
don't
end for anyone they
a
hit.
A lot of cows is
not
the
so
thing.
Much, no.
So it would be a people catcher.
It would be a people killer.
That's pretty bad. I didn't know about that. That's pretty darn
I lied
bad.
About one of those things.
Hmm. The people catcher?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're perceptive.
Yeah.
So I was at Walmart, and I didn't want to go there, but A, as evil as they are, Amazon's worse. Amazon's that much worse. Like, as much as Walmart
Those
wants to pay you
surcharges,
piss,
I mean, shoot.
Amazon wants to give your job to a flying GoBot. They want a transformer to just replace all the human work, if at all possible.
Yeah.
Johnny Five from Short Circuit. I can keep going. No, I can't. I don't know many robots. But they don't want a human element whatsoever.
Just ruins the momentum.
No, it didn't.
Of your little speeches. To
a whole lot of momentum coming out of the front of my face right there and into the back of a cup.
You know, the future is robots. We may as well embrace it.
Mm-hmm.
They will be our overlords. And now that we're being televised or whatever this is called, I think we should let them know because they're listening at all times. This one's listening. That one's listening.
Well, 30 this years, one. No one is going to work. It will all be this robots. One. We're all going to be in jumpsuits. And waiting for our government paychecks to clear.
Mm-hmm.
And
they never will.
Getting like little Jello cubes out of food machines.
I love Jello. I don't actually. Jello makes me feel weird.
Jello is a mixed bag.
It is.
I like it when they throw
it's
sugar in it.
Literally a mixed bag. It's a little packet of mixed gelatin mix.
Oh,
so
butters.
Your perceptive today is what's going on.
All righty. So I was going to say real quickly, if you go to the Vietnamese places, they sell unsweetened gelatin.
Oh.
And it is disgusting as you think it'd be.
Yeah, that does not
They put
sound...
in food dye and act like that counts as flavor.
I think I would hoof it out of there if someone served that to me.
And we're stupid, so our brain is trained to see green jello, and we're like, what limey delight is this? And green doesn't have flavor, dumb F. And I learned that the hard way because I bought some like green glop that had bean paste in the middle with coconut shavings and
curd.
It's
curd.
The worst thing I've had.
That's an offensive thing to chant in other parts of the world.
Really?
Yeah. You know, the curds.
Oh, I thought that was their name.
It is, but I'm sure if you chant it, there's not something quite right there.
I guess.
So what did it taste like, may I ask?
It was completely flavorless. I kid you. It was 2 inches. Of no flavor on either side of an eighth inch, like, cafeteria PBJ spread of jelly.
Just like my ex-husband.
We're moving on. And I just ended up breaking apart these things, and then like it looked like I was performing oral on the jello. Like, I was just busting them open and going on the inside to get the bean curd out, and then just throwing the flavorless jello in the trash can.
As you would with any other woman.
Exactly. Once I licked their flavorless jello
mm-hmm.
and depleted them of their delicious bean curd.
Throw them in the garbage.
Mm-hmm. So I went to Walmart and I had to fight for my right, man. I had to fight for my right to buy curtains.
Oh, okay.
And has this ever happened to you?
Yes.
Where you go in the express lane.
Yeah. Huh.
I love being a comedian circa 89. Has this ever, you go in the express lane and you've of course got the one wagon with that one bad wheel. No, that
How
part,
hot was it?
How big a whore was she? Wait, that wasn't a punchline from then. And I pull in, and there's these two ample people.
No, I get what you're saying.
Two beef cows.
Some Walmart regulars.
Yeah, they look very Walmart-y.
Mm-hmm.
Big, fat, poor-looking Italian guy. And then his bitch-on-wheels wife, or whatever she was to him. Maybe a sister. It could have been that sad.
Or both.
Yeah, well...
At Walmart.
We're in Northern Virginia, though.
No.
I know people hear Virginia and they think that.
What county was this Walmart in?
Like Fairfax, where I live.
Listen, parts of Fairfax. There was some sister banging. If you're at the Walmart, come on. We both know it's true.
I have to go to D.C. for my sister banging.
Mm. Okay.
Black joke?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Boo.
There you go. So I pull in. And these people, I'm not exaggerating, have conservatively 70-something items in the cart.
And this is the express lane, you said.
This is the express lane. 20 items are under, plain as day.
Ooh.
Three different places. I'm going to do an ocular assessment, to quote Mac. And I'm like, there's not a... They're speaking the Englishy. You know, these are two cracker folk.
Mm-hmm.
There's
they
no
know
language
what they're
barrier
doing.
Here. Yeah.
Boy, that really chafes my beehole.
And I'd been working like all day. It was a long day. And somehow I summed up what I had left in the tank. Like after the T-800 gets the spike through him and he's dead. But then it's like alternate power found. And his little beady red eyes juice back up. And then he screws up the T-1000.
Yep,
that's what happened
sure.
with me. I was like, you know what? Little bit of energy in the tank. Let's get these curtains done. I want to sleep well for once in this apartment where I usually wake up to my neighbor's Cujo barking.
Oh, no. Why?
What?
You had to do a taste test?
I could tell that one had volume.
Oh, it's not over.
Nah. There was a part two to that. That wasn't a singular episode. That was like a two-part miniseries.
You have
the
become
stand.
A snot bot. That is what I'm going to refer to you
Blame
as.
Blame Pete, maybe. He had this... He's always sick, pretty much, because he smokes like a chimney.
Mm-hmm.
And the last time we hung out, if my insurance is listening, I never smoke. The last time we hung out, he was in my car, and I mean just... like the beginning of Sweet Leaf.
A real tar baby.
Oh, God. Google that video if you don't get the reference.
Does that mean that your cup is turning black from the soot in your body?
Nah, just looks foamy.
Oh.
Like I took the top of the ocean. That's... Very clean. Nothing, don't worry about it.
A nice light green
And
color.
He is doing everything he can to spit up organ meat into his hand, and then he reaches into his cigarettes immediately afterward, offers me one, and I'm like, this is what's going to get me sick. And woke up 2 days later, very sick. So
Low
I didn't sleep
behold.
Through biology.
Mm.
Yeah, so I get to this line, and I do... I'm a big wuss for the most part. So I engage in my like passive aggressive guerrilla warfare. I'm just
staring.
At first, I'm trying to stare through the back of their skull. Like
mm-hmm,
I am
mm-hmm.
wishing I had the Scott Summers eye beams. I'm like, look at me, you fat bitch. Look at me. Like I'm thinking really hard, but I don't know mm-hmm. the shinning, so it's not working.
Just like The Secret. If you envision it, it'll come true.
I was envisioning them like they looked at the Ark of the Covenant and melted in front of me. And then I kicked their cart filled with Jimmy Dean products across the hall and said, screw you. Here are my three items. Check me out. So they finally turn and I lock eyes with the woman and nothing happened. She just turns back and goes about loading all of her various processed meats and chips onto the conveyor.
What a word that I used earlier during the broadcast.
The N-word?
No.
Okay.
Oh!
I'm not remembering this then.
Vous êtes impossible.
So I turn around because this is the kind of man I am. And as I turn around and leave, I go, 20 items or less.
You showed them.
Yes. So this is where things get fun.
Oh.
She goes, excuse me, sir. And I turn back around because I'm like, oh, please, bitch. Please, you fat bitch. Let's
try
hear this.
It.
She's like, the other register we're at malfunctioned and they told us to come here. So I don't appreciate the attitude. So
Ooh.
I doubled down. I'm like, oh, so that's how it's going to be. Then I'll just be waiting right here behind you. And I'm just like locking eyes and staring. She's like, good, stand right there. And I'm like, good. And then somehow it goes nowhere from there. I just sit and wait like a turd for 5 more minutes. And the whole time I'm trying to verify her story. Like I'm looking, I'm dead parallel, I guess perpendicular actually to every other aisle.
Kitty
corner. I can't see their little, you know, my aisle is on lights. So I'm like, maybe this is the one human manned aisle left. Maybe I am the AH in this situation.
Maybe.
But at the very least, she didn't need to be a see you next Tuesday about it and just be like, hey, I know what it looks like.
I hate people who cancel plans like that.
Just being like, you know, I'm sorry. Instead of being like, excuse me, sir. Because the instant she opened her mouth, I just looked at her fat husband and I'm like, how often do you fantasize about killing either yourself or her? Like, does he dream about murder, suicide, or like she just dies or he just dies? But that's his every waking fantasy. I can tell you that much.
Probably that she dies and he's free from her clutches and then he goes on a road trip to Colorado and starts a new life.
I picture him rubbing one out to thoughts of her choking on food in front of him. And she's like, help, help. And he's just like immediately rock hard from watching this. And like
he's into snuff porn.
He can't get it out fast enough. He's just playing with his nipple. He's like, ah, die, bitch, die. And then she finally does. And, you know, his life's great after that. Like a year later, he's down 80 pounds. He's like seeing it. 22-year-old with daddy issues.
Right, but do you think he's actually that much of a better person if he's in the relationship to begin with?
I think he was trapped. There was an innocence in his eyes. Like, is it George from...
I don't know. Is it George?
Hey, there's going to be a lot of rabbits there, and then he gets shot in the back of the head.
Oh, of Mice and Mice and George.
Men. Is it a George? Yeah.
It's of Mice and George.
He had a Georgie look to him. We'll call him Georgie boy. So, I mean,
oh, they're going to be rabbits
because I can tell you.
Yeah, they're going to be rabbits.
I can tell you how I knew he was not a dick and he was just trapped by this harpy.
OK, we'll see.
She opened her yap and he didn't go into like an offensive pose like, yeah, I'm getting in on this, too. He just kind of like looked away like, oh, you fucking bitch. Shut up. Oh, did I drop that? That is the first time I have said that on air in a long time. He was like, oh, you bitch.
Did he step away a little bit, hoping that you might do what he can't?
He just averted any sort of eye contact with me immediately and was very interested in the color of his sneakers.
Mm, kind of like a kid when their dad blows up in public, you know,
yeah.
And they see it happen all the time at home and they're just like, somebody save me.
I used to feel that way, and now I realize my dad was just a man.
Mm.
I remember one time a dirty little hippie gave him the finger in
Hashtag
D.C.
Hashtag toxic masculinity.
And my dad, at the time, I was crying hysterically because I thought he was going to kill the man and get arrested, and then I'd lose my dad. But he grabbed a rock because we'd been collecting rocks earlier in the day.
Uh-oh.
And got out of the car because this guy who gave him the bird was then stopped one car in front of him at a red light. Not too good for this guy. And he reaches in and grabs this guy by his shirt and has the rock in the other hand. And I've never seen a man like so visibly crap his pants, but you could just tell it from his eyes. I mean, at the time I was like, daddy, no, daddy, we need you not in prison. But I look back and I'm like, God bless him.
And God never collected a rock again.
And those big Greek balls in his trousers that just didn't take no guff from nobody.
Is there something you need to tell me?
He was European, dude. He came out of that shower all the time. There was no shame.
Disturbing. Highly, highly disturbing.
Not really. It's not like he made me touch it or something. He didn't care. He was natural. Adam and Eve style.
Mm-mm. Pre-shame.
He didn't get into our puritanical shame, man. He just was like out of the shower. His underwear was a room away. He'd get out, toweled off,
I love those Puritans.
Let the air breeze it a little.
Fun little folktales.
Oh, the Vitch. We'll get to that.
The Vitch.
So they go away, finally. They go away.
Good.
And I'm done in approximately 30 seconds because I use the line for what it's for. Quick
you're
purchasing.
A decent human being.
I'm not a piece of scum.
Buying curtains, Cobain.
And the whole time, because I am who I am, I'm like, I guess I was the ass in this situation. I guess they were put here. There are no other lines open. And as I'm walking, there's like 12 other lanes open. 12 other non-speedy checkout lanes. They could have gone in any of them.
Those and fart munchers.
Yeah, it was like the end of The Usual Suspects when you realize, like,
wait a minute.
Yeah, like my eyes open. I'm like, they were assholes the whole time. It was that level of revelation. But it was worth it because I put my curtains in and I used to shame all my other friends who are unemployed and don't do crap. And I was like, look at me. I'm up at like 7:30 every day. And I realized that's just because the light was streaming in. I woke up like 9:15 today. And that's the end of that.
And you're a lazy SOB.
I am. I have no motivation. It was just my laziness when it came to curtains that made me not lazy in other realms of my life.
I think you've earned it, though. All your hard locksmithing, breaking into people's houses.
I worked all day Monday. I made a lot of money on Monday. And that's just how it works. If I don't
selling
have crap
those
to do.
Beautiful little video games.
Hey, that's the side
loop. All your video games.
So to make this a completely evergreen episode, which it is so far, today is Super Tuesday in the 2016 presidential election campaign. Our state, Virginia, is one of the, 32 states up? I mean, it's like everyone today.
It's like 12, but, you know, they're all the garbage states. I love Virginia, but we can be kind of a garbage state sometimes.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I have no particular affinity for us. We have this weird mix where we're next to D.C. and Maryland, who are very Democratic. So it's like we can go there to get our Democratic needs met. Like there's legal dope in D.C. kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you got a schmishmortion to take care of, I'm sure it's like really easy in Maryland.
And then for Sister Effin, you go to the Walmart in Fairfax.
Exactly. But then I can dip back down to Virginia. And the conservative side is like really against like traffic cameras. So I can run through a lot of red lights in Virginia. Whereas D.C. and Maryland, they're all big brother about it.
But so you got to look out for the sheriff.
You try. That's
He's
true.
The judge and the jury.
Well, then you wind up like the Wayans boy in Requiem for a Dream. Minus.
On a game show?
No, that was the mom.
I've never seen it.
He winds up like in a almost plantation of a prison.
Oh, yeah. Dear.
And then they whack off Jared Leto's arm.
Why would they do that? Your arm
infected.
Derives no sexual pleasure.
It was infected.
Oh.
So I don't know about you. I voted.
I did too. I'm wearing the sticker.
Oh, look at your sticker.
I voted in Arlington.
I love your sticker. The stickers are worthless, apparently, unless you post them on social media.
I didn't post mine on social media.
You didn't? I didn't either.
I'm a special child because I can keep some things to myself.
There was a kid who was running around outside and she dropped her sticker and then picked it up. And I was like, that clearly means something dear to her. And I was almost going to reach down and give her mine. But then I was like, we've hit that day and age in 2016 where you can't do a single thing nice for a kid without people thinking you want to bang the kid.
Well, for guys, yes, which sucks. For women, it's totally acceptable to give someone
just
a sticker.
A little girl seemed really pumped about her stupid sticker. I think mine was gnawed on by my cat 10 minutes
are
later.
Awesome. They're not dumb at all. I used to collect them as a child. I totally get where she's coming from.
Really?
Yeah. Everything I own is covered in stickers. My laptop.
The monitor side.
Yep. Yep. Makes it really hard to use.
That is hardcore. Inside of your car's windshield?
Yeah. Netflix is not enjoyable anymore.
Wow, it's like the NASCAR experience.
Yeah.
Just crap all over the place.
Rip out all the stuff inside.
See, I swallowed that one. I didn't. Okay.
See, that was that
it came
was a
right
lie
back up.
Is what that
it
was.
It tried. I tried. It came
no,
right back up.
I don't think
up.
You tried at all.
Oh, no. I tried so hard. I tried harder at that than I've tried at anything in my life.
This is the least Super Tuesday just I've ever experienced.
So
it's a morbid Tuesday.
Do you get annoyed when people put the go out there and vote? Like social media message out there.
I do not.
You do not.
I do not because a lot of people do not vote. And knowing what the suffragettes went through in the 10s and 20s in the 20th century, it would be pretty irresponsible for me personally to not vote. And I feel the same way about all women and just people in general. There are so many people in the world who cannot vote or they do, but their vote doesn't mean anything because everything is rigged ahead of time. And I feel very strongly about taking part in the electoral process.
Well, that's not where I was going to go with that, but sure.
Okay.
Glad you got that.
How do you feel about it, Papa?
I just wish people were like, don't vote if you don't agree with me. Because that's how we all feel. Oh, my. Especially during the presidential election. Why do you want the other guys to come out? I don't want your voice to be heard if it doesn't agree with me. I'm just being real.
Because then that message can be turned back around on you. And you don't want to be a hypocrite. Because it sucks being called out as a hypocrite politically.
How would I be a hypocrite?
Because if someone else who does not agree with you says you should not vote.
If the Redskins are playing the Cowboys, I don't say may the best team win.
Sure.
I want Tony Romo's little bird clavicle to snap.
Yeah, but there's not a lot of democracy involved in the NFL. You know?
I guess. Is there? I don't know.
I don't think so. I think it's all a scheme. You know how I feel about them.
Big money rules it all. Rich white people own everything. Sounds like democracy to me.
Oh. Commentary.
Sounds like democracy to me. So, yeah, what the there are two things on my mind with the Super Tuesday. I'm trying to remember, like, one, Bernie Sanders is done as of tonight.
Although his campaign manager made a statement to CNN that they're going all the way to the convention.
As they should.
Good luck, Bernard.
It's a lot. The Republican situation is way more crowded than his.
Like, a little.
He should just hang tough. And I believe Trump, as of midnight tonight, gets to drink the blood of all his opponents and gain all of their strength.
As if he has not already done that.
Like Deacon Frost and Blade.
Breaking into their hotel rooms as they slumber.
Is that a thing?
And using a little needle to take samples of their blood and then drinking it in a little Dixie cup from the hotel lobby.
Is it my spit Dixie
cup? Yeah, it's a thing. Probably.
All right. You mix some blood in with that spit, makes a hell of a strawberry shandy.
But you are not allowed to use mine.
So, I don't want your blood. So
I have great blood.
Here are the things that are weird to me. First of all, why do some people on the left consider it like a foregone conclusion that if Trump is the Republican nominee, like, it'll just be a slam dunk win, that like all of a sudden people will be like, hold on, we can't elect this guy. It was fun for a while, folks, but we can't elect this guy. Like,
because we're still in denial about the fact that he has gotten this far.
Because to me, he has, like, guys in politics, like, I'm big on Robert Reich.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, imagine Patton Oswalt, but Jewish and into economics.
It's so cute.
That's Robert Reich. And Robert Reich is like, I just think that, like, the office of the president carries too much weight, too much gravitas. And at some point, people are going to be like, we can't do this. Like, when will people realize we respect nothing in this country anymore? We would elect anyone to anything for a goof. And I think out of any candidate you could elect, really, Donald Trump has the most, like, the hell with it, let's just write him in appeal. You know, let's just vote for him. And to quote Superintendent Chalmers, where, you know, it's all going this way, enjoy the toboggan ride down, to paraphrase him.
Just because politics is such a charade already.
Yeah. I see him as completely electable. Now, if the Republicans want that, that's a very different thing.
I doubt they do, because, you know, he exposes their big dirty secret about fostering all this racism and hatred, but in coded language for decades.
In some wings, yeah. Like, I believe there are a ton of Republicans that aren't really racist. Like, there are guys that just don't like government, and that's fine. Like,
I don't like big government.
I miss the days when there was actual discourse, and you could, like, when the differences between the right and the left were clear cut, but they weren't, like, radically different. Like, you could, like, my mom's an independent. She will vote Republican sometimes, Democrat sometimes. Like, she picks and chooses. And, like,
I was not around for those days. I have only known hatred and divisiveness.
It's gotten hardcore, man.
It has gotten hardcore because we live hardcore.
Really?
How long is that
on the Papa's Basement t-shirt?
No, it's from School of Rock. A nice topical ref for the odd. How long did the Roman Empire last?
The Empire?
400 years?
Well, no, it was the...
1,000?
Oh, God. See, okay. It was like, it was three different things.
Mm-hmm.
You had the kingdom. I don't know. I'm trying to remember what the term for that is.
Okay.
It was a kingdom for several hundred years. It was a republic for like 300, 400. And then the Empire chunk was like from 0 BC, 30 AD, somewhere in that range. I don't know, man, with Augustus. Up until like, 400 or 500, it's getting sacked.
So around 1,000, all told, sounds like.
Well, then the Byzantine Empire kind of picked up. So if you go with that, that was like 2K, like 2,000 years, if we go with Byzantium.
All right. So I'm just curious.
Isn't it great that I said a real big word before I do this?
Byzantium.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, you know, America had a good run, but frankly, we're not going to last that much longer because...
I don't think much in the world is going to last much longer.
No, everything is garbage.
It's all going
to
hell.
We're lighting ourselves on fire, and may as well eat that Big Mac after all, because we're all born dying.
One step ahead of you, kid. So, that's my one thing. Like, I totally see Trump as electable. Anyone who's like, this is a goof, and people are going to wake up to it, it's no goof.
Nope.
No goof.
He only gains power like the guy from Star Wars.
He didn't get there accidentally.
Cut down.
And he's got a lot of staying power. Oh, Obi-Wan? You think Trump is going to be a blue hologram at some point?
We can only hope.
At some sort of Ewok shindig?
Yep, and then he'll live forever, tormenting all future generations.
Here's the other thing that baffles me.
Uh-huh.
Why do people care? Like, when it comes to the Hillary Bernie thing, why do people care that Hillary, quote unquote, why am I saying quotes? It's not like I'm going to drop a hateful word here. Why do they care that she does so much better with black people in the South? Because if Bernie Sanders is given the Democratic nod, I don't see the black people in the South who are so staunchly Democrat being like, you know what? This is the year we go for Ted Cruz. I mean,
he understands our plight.
Yeah. Didn't they ever watch, like, the later episodes of Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Oh.
Like, Leon and Vivica A. Fox get along just great with Larry. They didn't expect to, but they did.
Especially after you got that new toaster.
Oh, God, I don't remember that episode.
Great, great ep. There was also some environmentally friendly butt tissue involved. But, you know, I don't know. I think that the pundits just want something to talk about. And they think that it's significant because despite the fact that Bernie was really active in agitating during the civil rights protests of the 50s and 60s and has really, you know, put his money where his mouth is for the whole Black Lives Matter movement for pretty much his entire career, even before BLM was an actual thing. Who cares if black people like Hillary more? I mean, like, it's weird to be like, you shouldn't like her. You should like this guy, and telling them who they should vote for.
Well, and you know what? You reminded me of something else. Here's the third
butt tissue.
Old curmudgeon-y. No. Here's my third curmudgeon-y insight.
Mm-hmm.
Black Lives Matter stuff.
Yeah.
Why the F are they protesting the Democratic side? Like, that's such a soft target to attack. Like, this point was made, God rest its soul, on the Opie and Anthony show in the day, where... we in America are so much ahead of the curve on so much, like, social, you know, justice crap. And yet we get
all that social justice
because
crap.
We're such an open society, like, people heap it on even more. Like, for example, if you're big into rape prevention, that kind of stuff, which is great, great cause. But
yeah,
like,
it's actually really easy to prevent rape. You don't rape people.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
We can put that in the episode description. So people reading it will be like, huh, maybe I won't do that today.
Well, now that you mention it, yeah. I shouldn't do
that. That's one in the don't rape column. So if you're big into that, why would you be like criticizing loaded language or scenes in movies when you could instead, like, maybe be funneling a couple bucks to certain African countries where they're still like, oh, Vanessa, you're of age now. We're going to chop out your clit with a Coke bottle. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so much behind.
First of all, owie.
So many crappy parts of the world.
Because people can care about more than one thing at once.
But I don't think they're caring about poor Vanessa.
Probably because
her weird white girl name over in Africa.
That's what colonialism will get you.
Yeah.
Probably because you're physically removed from it and the things that are right in front of your face have a bigger emotional impact.
It's
because
funny
we're
like
all
that.
Human.
We are all human and limited, and despite how we think we've like
Except
all
for
seen
me.
The
I'm
big
perfect.
Picture. Yeah, we'll keep going.
Mm-hmm.
We think we see the big picture and we understand it all, but you're right. We don't.
We like, only
we have
see
such
one
little
tiny
slivers.
Puzzle piece.
Yeah. It's messed
of a
up.
5 million piece puzzle.
So that's what I think of the Black Lives Matter guys. Like there was a girl who ran up a couple days ago at a Clinton rally and was like, I don't need to be brought to heel. I am not a super predator. And it's like, first of all, that was language from 20 years ago. Second of all, I don't think anyone's calling a black college kid a super predator.
I have never even heard that term myself.
Oh, that was like back in the early to mid 90s. I think the Clintons and a lot of backlash they're getting is they kind of did a lot of crime bill stuff. They were very hard on crime to like kind of appease the, you know, their southern base, I guess.
Like the three strikes thing and stuff like
that. And this like dopey college chick runs up and is just like, I am none of these things. And it's like, well, even back then, they wouldn't have categorized you as such. They were talking about people carjacking because it was violent as ass back then. There's a lot of crime. Like, I can see how people were freaked the F out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, really, if you want to get some traction, try that crap at a Trump rally.
Well, then you're just going to be removed. Because
you'll
actually
be removed and like beaten, maybe, but like that gets way more traction.
Yeah, but it also, like, unfortunately fuels the fire of those candidates' supporters, whereas with the Democratic side, maybe they think that there's a better chance they'll actually be heard. I don't really know. I wasn't there.
That's one way of looking at it. I see it as you're dealing, think of it as, like, bad, you're a girl, and you've got the bad boyfriend who just ignores Valentine's Day, forgets it, and brings you nothing. That's the Republican Party in this example. And the Democratic Party comes back with like chocolate and roses and like a spa certificate and somehow remembers like, you know, your favorite movie and you're going to watch that together. And you're just like, you totally forgot to make reservations at 7:30 instead of 8:30. I effing hate you.
I know. Listen, I have an impulse to make the same point, but I'm sure there was a perfectly reasonable explanation for it. And that is all I'll say.
Yeah, lazy soft target.
Okay.
That's my explanation.
Careful with the racially coded language there.
She was being lazy, not her people. What? Am I supposed to, is it their kind? Is that what I said?
Oh, boy. Please, I would rather have you spit into your cup right now. Your precious little Dixie cup.
Speaking of those people, let's get to the Oscars.
Hashtag Oscars so white, you mean?
Oscars so white, yes. Did
so
you?
White I wound that my, up, I had to wear sunglasses.
I wound up watching a lot of the Oscars. I was randomly at my mom's, where network TV is still a thing, and watching live TV is still a thing. I don't. I just watch an iPad while on my side in bed, like some sort of future Roman emperor.
Yeah, I watched the entire dang thing on my laptop on a free illegal Dutch stream of some sort because our cable randomly went out.
I hear Dutch stream and I think porn, but you go back to your
I thing. Don't even want to. I do want to know. What's a Dutch stream? Is that a real thing?
No.
Never going to find a wife.
But within 30 minutes of this broadcasting, it will be an entry on Urban Dictionary. So
okay.
Hang on to your hats. Let's see what the audience does.
Dutch stream. Hold on, let me send that out on the scope.
Oh, are you actually going to interact on the scope?
I have been. No one else is talking to me.
Oh, that's so sad and depressing. Is it just you and Pete talking to each other and you could be texting?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, God. That's where we're at, kids.
Yeah.
So I watched this broadcast and it was like Chris Rock and he comes on and he does like 10 minutes on how the lack of black representation in Hollywood and, you know, a lot of trying to think he also went the other way and saying really this is just because Will Smith wasn't nominated for Concussion. This is all Jada Smith griping. I got this ball rolling.
She does have a powerful Twitter presence.
Does she really?
Both of the Smith kids.
Oh, well, those are the kids, not her.
Wait, is she not one of the kids?
Jada's the mom.
Oh, whoops.
I guess they all look alike to you, man. You are disgusting.
I know.
I'm ashamed. I like Jada. Oh, God. I saw, not to totally sound really hyper-masculine, I watched Magic Mike XXL a couple days ago.
That makes me like you so much.
I am a fan of both Magic Mikes. I didn't think I'd like the second one. They switched directors. You know what? I enjoyed it. I definitely enjoyed me some Magic Mike. There's a scene near the end where she just like makes out with Elizabeth Banks. And I'm like, why didn't you tell me there'd be something for the fellers in this play? Because, you know, I'd already spent my load watching Channing Tatum. And I was
naturally
like, had you warned me.
He transcends gender.
Yeah, I would have waited. But no, that was a nice highlight. But she was good in that flick.
Mm-hmm.
And she seems nice enough. I wanted to do her in The Matrix, too. I forgot her name there.
How charitable of you.
Yeah, she was called Leather Pants McShades, like every other character in the film.
Hmm.
So it was a lot of black people not being represented. Every sketch, more or less, was dedicated to making
every
this point.
Every single thing, except from kind of a weird angle where it was like you could tell his monologue was written by white guys who thought that they got it, but kind of still don't.
I don't know if there's a ton to get because to me it's not a race issue, it's a money issue, and I'm going to make my points, have them written down. Let me pull out the parchment. Wrote this while at the bar. Hold on, I actually have something to crinkle. Apparently I wrote this on the same paper as the Constitution. that much crinkle to it. So first of all, I don't think Hollywood is racist. I think Hollywood is about making moolah.
Okay.
And I think if you're a Hollywood executive and you rise to the top, I don't think it's that you possess many certain singular talents. You just have that level of avarice and that level of I will do whatever it takes to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
And
just like an Entourage.
There you go. Vince?
No, Ari.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so Jewish guys are evil?
Assistant.
Is that what you're saying?
No, that's not at all what I was saying. I was saying he's ruthless in his pursuit of money
ruthless
and success.
Because he's a Jewish guy?
No, I think you're extrapolating and projecting your own personal biases onto what I said. But please continue with your point the first.
So point the first. these guys get where they go because they are making every penny possible for their Mulad masters. And
then they become the masters.
If you're telling me that casting a black face as the image of my movie will cost me like 20 mil domestic, I'm going to be like, I am so sorry, Jamie Foxx. And I will move right past him. Because I don't care to be the dude who like maybe sets a trend going that, you know, 10 years from now, black people make just as much for the studios as white people do, because they've looked into this. They've done research upon research upon research. Even if it's a wash in America, this is going to be some mind-blowing knowledge for you kids.
Whitewash.
Most condescending thing I've ever said. I'm sorry. I will never talk like that to you again. I will never talk down. The rest of the world, for the most part, way more racist than us.
So true.
So much more racist.
Like old school racist.
Dude, I saw a weird little 10-minute clip that some dude posted on his Facebook. Luke Thomas, a guy I'm friends with from my radio days. He does a lot of MMA junk.
Sup, Lucas?
Yeah, good guy. Great beard. I respect his plumage. And he posted this link to, I think in Brazil, every year they pick a girl of Carnival. Like, there's one girl who does her stupid little cha-cha dance, and they're like, this is the chick of this year. And a couple years ago, and it's funny to us because from our white bread American perspective, everyone in Brazil is dirty and brown. you said that right before the show. I was kind of shocked you said that, but, you know, we're on the same page, more or less.
Our listeners know that that is not true.
But down there, like, if you have just the brown look, you're in, like, Flynn. But they picked a Carnival girl who was like legit black. And the instant they like released her videos for that year's Carnival, people lost their minds and were like, get this monkey off my TV.
Whoa.
She looks like little Zay from a City of God, which is a hilarious reference. You're going deep on that one. I mean, just horrible junk. And it was like all over her Facebook and all over the company's Facebook. And then like a week later, they're like, due to creative differences, I don't think this is working out for us.
Oh, my goodness.
And then, bam, they throw up like a more Brazilian looking chick. You know,
by, that's called shadism.
I guess so.
Discrimination based on darkness or lightness.
Oh, I thought it was like Eminem's belief system. Slim Shady, nothing?
Okay. I was not allowed to listen to Eminem as a child because he is too misogynistic.
Oh, okay.
Propagates violence against women.
Sure.
Yep.
My point is, our movies don't stay in this country. So even if you're breaking even here, it's a wash. Like, I can cast Will Smith here.
A whitewash.
There you go. I can cast.
I already made that joke today, but that's okay.
Don't care. Do it three times.
Okay.
Go for the hat trick.
Then it'll be legitimate.
You know, I get my Michael Fassbender. I get my Jamie Foxx. Doesn't matter here. The rest of the world, this movie might tank by like hundreds of millions in difference.
Yeah, because we like to force our creative pursuits on the rest of the folks living on the globe. And also America's like the cultural center of the world.
They eat it up, man. The rest of the world loves our damn movies. Like, they might hate every other part of America. They love our damn movies, man. Mm-hmm. Like, there is no debate about that. They friggin' eat it up. And before someone goes, well, Star Wars, blah, 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 black guy, Latin guy, woman, you could have had Charles Manson and the corpse of John F. Kennedy starring in Star Wars, and it still would have made roughly $4 billion.
Because it was already Star Wars thanks to a group of white people.
It's a property. Exactly. Yep. They don't care. It's all going to win. Second of all, sorry, I'm watching you text.
I am interacting with people on Periscope.
Is it anyone not Pete?
I think so. It actually, the thing disappeared before I saw who it was.
No!
It was a purple person, whoever you were. Thank you.
So,
response forthcoming.
Here's another thing that bugs me. What is representative in Hollywood when the black population is like 12% of the American population? Is representative like just getting that magic 12% in every movie?
There's no way it's 12%. It has to be more than that.
12.7%.
Google it.
Okay. You
clackety 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 clackety.
Buy us some time.
Clackety 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 clackety. I hope everyone had a really fun leap day yesterday. I myself visited the world's largest roller skate.
Wow. You type in percentage of America and third down is that is black. Those are some evil searches. Mine is coming from a place of love.
Well, we're not making it any better, are we?
Non-Hispanic whites make up 63% of the U.S., Hispanics 17%, blacks 12.3%.
Crazy.
Oh, nothing but net on that racial stuff.
Fair enough, although you said 12.7, so it was actually less.
Oh, I lost by Price is Right rules. And Asians, 5%. So,
okay.
What is it that would make Hollywood representative? Like, I feel it would be like an overrepresentation if we're going for the world words, quote unquote, representative. Now, if you're like, hey, I would just like to see some black people in leads way more than it happens. That's cool.
I think that's generally what the consensus is, or just at least for them to be considered for roles that, I mean, you've probably seen the casting calls that specifically call for white people in a lot of roles.
Yeah,
even
sometimes
for small
it's
parts.
For a George Washington biopic. It happens.
Right. Or it's for a movie that should be people of color, like Gods of Egypt, and it's all white people. Or it's a white person playing Nina Simone.
I got my personal when it comes to all the Greek crap, where it's like a bunch of honkies in 300.
Yeah, people
Greeks
of Irish descent.
Come on. Yeah, that I roll my eyes, but you know, then much like Magic Mike, I'm able to blow one. I'm able to get it done before those final credits
a
roll.
A true American hero.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Channing.
So it's not representative, though.
It's not. It's nowhere close. I mean, do you genuinely think that most of Hollywood's output is anywhere close to 12% black people?
What, in leads? No.
Or just in anything. I mean, it's all white people. It is all white people except for, quote unquote, black movies.
I guess what I'm saying more is I would dig this more if they were also like, hey, once in a while, I want to see Jackie Chan as the lead in a romantic comedy. Like, I think if you're going to gripe about black people in Hollywood, it's really Latinos and Asians that get crapped on, man. You will not see an Asian.
I would say it's all minorities.
Dude, if an Asian isn't chucking a throwing star, he isn't in your damn movie. That is horrible stuff. Like,
do you think that Jackie Chan actually wants to be a romantic lead, though?
Do you think Jackie Chan wants to jump from building to building and possibly break his spine at age 60?
At this point, I kind of do, because he seems to derive a great amount of enjoyment out of it.
I think Jackie Chan would love to star in Must Rove Dogs.
Oh.
There you go.
I'm so upset about that tangent. You
It works on two levels because they eat them.
Son of a woman.
So,
What? Oh, my God.
So great when that finally clicked.
No.
So my point is,
but see, you can say Asian people and Hispanic people have it bad in Hollywood, and also acknowledge that Black people have it bad too. I mean, it's not like they're competing with each other for sob stories here. Like, anyone who's not white, and even within the white sphere, people who are women have it kind of crappy in Hollywood. Although I can't feel totally bad for Jennifer Lawrence because she's still making hundreds of millions of dollars.
That's true.
So the whole thing about like her renegotiating her contracts because her male co-stars make so much more money. You're already making a lot of money and like you have billions of fans worldwide. I cannot feel bad for her. But I can feel bad for people who are passed over because of the color of their skin.
I think what gets me even more. And I don't get particularly fired up about this one. I'm sorry. I just don't. But the one thing that is really annoying to me, and if I were a Black person, this would set me off more than any. Like, if Hollywood is just like, hey, Black people don't sell, I'd be like, well, that's racist, but I get it. You guys are about the dollars. What gets me the most is little productions by guys who you know think they're liberal as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm going to say Love, for example, by Judd Apatow on Netflix.
Yeah.
This was like a small scale thing. You know that even if when it came to, I don't know, what the hell is Judd Apatow's latest flick?
Something about a guy smoking weed and
This Is 40?
Banging a hot woman.
Yeah. Was it This Is 40 or was there one after that?
I don't know.
Oh, Trainwreck.
Trainwreck. Oh, yeah.
So even if Trainwreck comes along and the studio is like, so help me God, Amy Schumer is not going to bang J.B. Smoove. Mm-hmm. That will not work down south. And, you know, they're like, okay, fine. I'll relent. This is your big movie. He could have done Love, which is about two goofy-ass white people falling in love. Like, he could have done it with a non-white cast. You know the perfect example of this? The perfect example. Harold and Kumar. You watch that movie. It's got two non-white leads. They don't really dwell on the fact they're non-white at all. And everyone goddamn loved that movie.
Mm-hmm.
It was hilarious. And at the end of the day, you saw an Asian dude pull some Latin ass. The Indian guy, I think he pretended to be into girls. I don't know what his story was. Oh, no, they had him fall in love with a huge bag of marijuana. So there's that. But
that's the America that I want to live in.
That could be done. And that's a like low budget movie example, but going to this Netflix series, which must have cost like what, like $2 million or something? Like
if that,
you think Judd Apatow couldn't have dug up some like Latin lead or Black lead? And this guy is probably MF in Hollywood left and right and bemoaning, oh, the lack of diversity. And you know what Black faces I see in Love? There's a lot of token Black friends. And, ooh, there's a Black executive lady because it's important to show like a Black lady in power.
And the Black token friend references his own tokenism, which makes it okay because Judd is self-aware.
Yeah.
And then the world keeps on spinning.
Yeah, that's like me being self-aware about the fact like I'm an overeating pig. You know what? I still have tits and I'm still going to die early of a heart attack. It's not enough.
No, it's not. You're
and,
right.
Like, you don't. There's no, you see nothing of the life of these colors of character. They just exist in the periphery.
They're one dimensional.
Of the two whiteies. And like, you know, Paul Rust, I guess it's big for Judd Apatow because like Paul Rust isn't Jewish. So at least that. But then he's like, I have the nose of a Jew though. Wah, wah, wah. And yeah, that's.
Yeah.
And which by the way, I want that gig. Holy God. All of this aside, Judd Apatow,
please hire me.
If you need your next non-Jew with a Jewish nose, You're hearing from him right now.
Old Bushy Top.
Call me brother.
Yeah, and like you said, the two black characters in Love are pretty one-dimensional, and the black woman who runs the show is like angry, bossy black woman.
Mm-hmm.
It's,
which they all are, but still.
Right, exactly.
Show her feeding her cat after work or something.
As evidenced by everything Hollywood has ever done.
Yes. Yeah, and it's just like when the stakes are that low, man.
And then the Asian guy at the food mart where they meet. I feel like that was mildly stereotypical.
Oh, you mean Raiden from Mortal Kombat?
I don't know.
Who pretty much looks like he had paused 5 seconds before on camera to take off his little pointy bowl hat. His, what is it, coolie hat. That's what it's called.
Oh.
Yeah, that's pretty much what that Asian guy looked like, yeah.
Yep.
And that's your diversity in Hollywood. That's the great minds of... You know,
right.
Liberal
and
left.
And it's not like Judd didn't try. It's just he doesn't know where they all live. He can't find all the actors of color on his own. He's a hardworking man. And gosh, they all scuttle back into the woodwork when Judd is in town.
The converse is, why is it up to him to do a damn thing?
Speak on that.
Okay. I guess my other point is he can... Let's just say he knows a white circle of friends for the most part, and he sees white guys coming up, and he's like, I want to develop with that guy and that guy and that guy, and they're white, and that's what he saw. And I guess it's, you know, not coming from like a racial place, like, I'm not letting this black guy get a break. It's just like...
It's what he sees and what he's used to?
Yeah, which is what I think it is.
But guess what is one way to fix that is more diversity and representation in Hollywood. Because once people start getting more roles, they become producers, they become more than just actors, and then those circles of friends become not just a bunch of white people working together.
Until someone steals your tires.
That's a questionable thing to say.
I don't know. It came out of
me. No, you sure don't.
Why censor myself? No one listens. We're safe.
Except for the two people on the scope.
Still hanging tough.
Yeah.
Good on them.
Let's see here. 3. I guess that's including
you.
Me. And you.
I'm not.
Robert. Sarcasmic. Thanks, guys.
Oh.
Y'all the best.
Look at that. I don't know, man. That's my take on it.
That's a hot take.
If anyone thinks it's real racism, it's not. It's greed and laziness, which is so much of this world.
Well, it's racism tied up in apathy.
To me, it's just more apathy. Apathy and wanting moolah. If I'm like, hey, yeah, you can be the guy that fights to make Neo black, but the Matrix will tank and I will take away your mansion. And you know how you like cocaine getting done off your boner? That's going to stop.
Such timely refs today. Mm-hmm. Topical and timely refs.
Well, we're trying to get that young audience. So, is we done?
I guess we is done.
Okay. Whoa.
What?
I didn't like how you said that.
You said it first.
That I didn't sound like a goddamn cartoon character from a canceled...
From an old Disney movie.
Yeah, from a Warner Brothers short they no
the
longer show.
The one still in the vault that they will never let out.
Yeah, I'm not Br'er Rabbit over here. All right, well, I think we can wrap up.
All right.
Let's do a little surf. There you go. We didn't get to your leap day stuff.
I did mention it while you were Googling, and after I said clickety-clackety, clickety-clackety. But just to reiterate, I sat on the world's largest roller skate yesterday, and I had a real ball.
And that's a girl getting her segment.
Where's my representation?
All right, this was Papa's Basement. I am John Papa Giorgio. She is Butters. At Papa's Basement on Twitter. She is at IsButterWorthIt. Facebook.com/Papa's Basement. InPapa'sBasement.com has all the shows we've ever done. I'm going to start writing for that again.
Oh, good.
I promise.
It does say blog and podcast on the stickers, and I said, what blog?
You know, my solution to that, I've been wanting to make new stickers.
My God, man.
Yeah. So that's about it. Find us on the Instagrams at Papa's Basement. Tumblr is the same junk, and I don't know, man.
And listen. There's also this other guy who sits in on the show sometimes, but he's not here right now because his cat is pissing blood, so we don't need to plug him, do we?
Pete?
Yeah, that guy.
At Pete, maybe.
Pierre Mabois.
Yeah, there you go.
That was my favorite one of his.
All right, so yeah, find Pete too. We miss you, Pete.
I hope your cat's okay.
Hope your cat's dick is fine and they don't have to chop it off. That happens. My friend Aaron, her cat couldn't piss because a lot of piss crystals formed in his dick. And then they were like, hey, if he doesn't pee out the pistols. We're going to chop off his little rod.
Chop off the pistols.
And he's okay now.
That's
dick
good.
Intact.
What a heartwarming story.
Pistol free. All right, we're out of here.
See ya.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guests tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.